Sagt der heilige Mishnah weiter, man sagt des Meisters, Perik Dalet, der Mishnah Vav, Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel Oymer. Rabban Shimon Gamliel says, Tomorrow is shall tiltan, vishal chardal, vishal poil halavan, chayavas b'meiser, all mechuyev in meiser. What are tomorrows? Now, normally when we say tomorrow, we mean dates or a date palm. But neither tiltan, neither chardal, or poil halavan are date palms. Tiltan, we said before, is what we translate to Fenugreek. Chardal is mustard. Poil halavan are white beans. So the Batanura explains that tomorrows of these three things can be one of three things. Just like there's a luliv by a date palm, these things also have a luliv, but it's more similar to the ones you have by vines, with grapevines, and you could eat them. So the Mishnah is saying that the lulavim of the tiltan and the chardal and the pailalavan are mechuyev b'maaser. Another pshat is, and you may remember from Masechet Sukkah, where the Mishnah talks about the hadassim, the Mishnah says, niktam roishai, but also by tamara, and a tamara grew up. Hadassim have like these berry-looking things. They're not mamish berries, but it's like a thick seed, berry-like. And there's a whole shayla how you take them off. You take them off on Yom Tov. So what happens is, when the stalk of these plants begin to grow, there's a berry-looking bud that grows on top. And you can eat these. And it grows straight up. That's why we're calling it tamaris, because it's similar to a tamar that grows up. So Rav Shimon Gamliel is telling us that the tamaris of Tiltan and of Chardal and of Pailo Lavan are mechuyev and meiser. Weiter sagt die Mishnah. Rabbi Eliezer Omer hat Tzlaf. What is a Tzlaf? Tzlaf is a caper bush. Misaser tamaris vav yoynes vav kafris. There are three parts that grow on here that are eaten. The tamaris, which in this case, again, either mean the lulavim or it means like the flowers. Vav yoynes is the main reason you plant them. That's like the fruit. And there's the kafres, there's the shell, which protects the fruit, but it's also edible. And apparently each one is geshmak enough that according to Rabbi Eliezer, it's all mechuyev and meisers. Rabbi Kiva says, Ein mesayser el avyoynes, only the avyoynes, only the berries, neishein peri, because they're the fruit of this caper bush. You could also eat the tamaris, you could eat the shells, but, so Rabbi Kiva, meiser is only from the avyoynes. You may remember a story that the Gemara tells us, Maisa b'chassid echad, who went for a walk in his field, and he saw a gaping hole in the gate, and he came up with a whole plan how to fix it. And then he said, what, I thought about it on Shabbos? Even though technically speaking it says, lo yeh deburcha shel Shabbos, ki deburcha shel chol, you're not allowed to talk on Shabbos, things that are weekday things, definitely not to plan something that is aser. Machshava technically is not aser. Of course, you're not supposed to think about your business things on Shabbos, but there's no direct iser. Still, this chassid said, because I thought about it on Shabbos, I came up with this plan how to fix it. I am not going to use that plan. I'm not fixing it. What did Kadosh Baruch Hu do? Kadosh Baruch Hu said, I'll fix it for you. And a beautiful tzlaf grew in over there. And he had parnasa from this tzlaf for him and generations afterwards because people came to purchase the peiros. If you have, or if you will, Bez Hashem Yisbarach Lermasech Nisbarachas, you'll see in Perikates and Mevarchin, there's a whole sugya about the tzlaf.